God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Many people, perhaps most people in the history of the world, have been born both with a name and an occupation that have been given them right at the get-go. So, for instance, in ancient Israel, most people did what their fathers had done. In Egypt, I almost think it was mandatory. In much of Europe, for instance, people are born both into a family and also a name, and with that, an occupation. And sometimes the one becomes the other. That is, the occupation becomes the name. So if you're named butcher or baker or tanner or carpenter or cook, perhaps this is a reflection of what your great-great-great-great-great-grandparents did as an occupation. In 1 Chronicles 4, we read about the genealogies, and verse 23 says, "These were the potters, and those that dwelt among plants and hedges. There they dwelt with the king for his work." So here's a family, here's a group of families perhaps, that have an occupation that is pretty much given to them at the get-go. Verse 21 speaks about the families of the house of them that wrought fine linen, that is, they worked fine linen. So these were things that were imposed upon them. They did not choose their name. They did not choose their occupation. They were born with it. And that can be a problem because sometimes we're born with a name that is not honorable, or we're born with work that just does not seem to fit. Now, I want to encourage you this morning, don't just make a name for yourself. Pray. That does not mean you have to accept everything just as it is. But don't try to strong-arm your way through life into a position that's better than the one you think you occupy now. Jabez is a man of whom it is said he was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bear him with sorrow." Talk about a rough start. 1 Chronicles 4:9 talks about Jabez, and what little we know about him is that he was born with a name that meant essentially trouble. Imagine your mom putting that on you from the very beginning. Name sorrow. Verse 10 says, "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it might not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested." I love that. Sorrow, prayer, God granted him what he asked, and he was more honorable. Not just honorable, but more honorable than his brethren. Now look, you have prayer, God has power. And when you put the two together, you have the makings of bridging the gap from where you are and where you perhaps ought to be. Maybe you're born with a name, or maybe you feel like you have an occupation that's been imposed upon you. That's not as likely, at least where I live and in this time, but perhaps you feel that way. God made you. God knows you. God made you intentionally. So God has power. Why don't you make a prayer? Look, we don't know Jabez's accomplishments. At least I don't. Some people have speculated perhaps he distinguished himself in some conquest in Canaan or some other such thing. I don't know. We don't know Jabez's accomplishments because it's not written here. We know his prayer. We know that God answered. So today, whatever name you wish to have and whatever accomplishments you wish to contribute to the building of that name, don't cut God out. Don't just make a name for yourself, because God has the power and you have a prayer.